Cardverse Biglet, a Merlin RPS fanfiction written by Slowdead, in which Colin takes Bradley to meet his parents. Colin has to hold Bradley's hand the whole flight. Well, it's not like he has to, but he's pretty sure if he doesn't, Bradley might try to run away and hide in a faraway corner, or the bathroom or something. Bradley has been folding paper planes, one-handedly obviously, and making them crash against his thigh with all the appropriate sounds. Crashing sounds and screams from people inside the paper plane. People are starting to look a bit uncomfortable, and Colin's afraid security might come and take a look any minute now, so he puts his free hand on Bradley's cheek and pulls him in for a quick kiss. That should keep Bradley quiet long enough for the plane to land. "They're going to throw me out," Bradley says. The level of panic in his voice has been steadily rising during the 20 minutes they've been on the bus. "They're going to take one look at me and throw me out."
"I thought you said you weren't worried,"
Colin remarks absently from where he's reading the paper he got at the airport.
"I'm not worried, I'm just stating facts."
"Oh yeah?" Colin says, turning a page. "They're going to throw you out too, you know," Bradley huffs. "And if they aren't, you're going to have to come with me anyway, because I don't know my own way around here, and I don't speak Irish."
"That's nice, Bradley,"
Colin says slowly. He buries his face deeper in the newspaper and makes a soft, sound. Bradley stares at Colin for a couple of moments. He's still making those noises to pretend he's listening, even when Bradley's not saying anything.
"And I'm leaving you,"
Bradley says finally, probably a bit louder than strictly necessary. "I'm going to elope with Joe, and we're planning on adopting a bunch of Chinese children, and we'll start a homosexual love paradise in the mountains in France." Several people are staring at them, again, and Bradley's face has turned quite red when Colin finally looks up and blinks. He puts the newspaper down and carefully takes Bradley's hand again. He looks like he might start crying any moment.
"Sorry, I'm listening," Colin says.
"It's..."
Bradley's temper deflates completely. "Never mind." Bradley hasn't even finished the "Hello, Mrs. Morgan, I'm Bradley James," he's been practicing for the past week, before Colin's mum got her arms around him and his father had shaken his hand with a big smile on his face. Colin's cousins hang around Bradley the entire time they're there. They're constantly giggling at his accent and asking him, "Can you say that again?" when it sounds particularly amusing to them. Bradley just laughs and obliges, making sure to sound extra British. He likes to watch Colin try not to laugh. Colin spends the whole flight back smiling at Bradley quite smugly. Bradley just says,
Yeah, shut up.
So Colin entangles their fingers and just smiles a happy little smile. Bradley tries to one-handedly make origami crane birds for the rest of the flight.
I am yours now.